O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. Lo, to us the Christ is born. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come to His presence with thanksgiving.
Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and the great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand, the strength of the hills is His also. Thus He is His morning and His, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lo, to us the Christ is born. Hymn number 43.
Yeah. languages has appeared on the earth. We have seen the child that is born, and choirs of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to God forever and ever. Psalm 63.
Praise Him.
sanctify him forever.
You angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord.
A child is born to us this day.
princes and our judges of the earth,
both young men and maidens, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven.
And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. Of the children of the Israel, a people near him, praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
A child is born to us this day, and he shall be called God the Mighty. Alleluia. Alleluia. The reading for Christmas Dawn is from the first chapter of Hebrews. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets,
has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?" But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." This is the word of the Lord. The common responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Our sermon text is from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The epistle to the Hebrews begins with a vigorous exhortation which shows that Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God. And on this morning, when we celebrate the incarnation and the nativity of our Lord, it is only fitting that we praise and magnify this second person of the Trinity by giving our attention to the first chapter of Hebrews and profess with it that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, just as today there is some reluctance for people to take the jab, these beginning words seem to indicate there was some reluctance to believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Now, rather than a forced mandate, St. Paul decides to educate us and to show how our Heavenly Father has been consistently and faithfully teaching the divinity of his Son at various times and in many ways. Now, this foundation of the Christian faith is not a new teaching, which is only experimental and without adequate testing. No, this teaching has been in distribution since the creation of the world. There have been many believers who have received the doctrine of Christ's divinity, and with the result that their sins have been purged away. At the creation of the world, the incarnate Word was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made which were made. Our Christ was with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the beginning. And then, in the account of creation and the Garden of Eden, and even after the fall, the Almighty God speaks of himself with the plural pronoun, we. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us. And then the promised Son, the promised Savior, is to be born of the woman, born of the seed of the woman, to defeat the devil. At another time, and in another way, God appeared to Moses at the burning bush. The bush was green and living, and yet it was not burned up. It was a picture of the deity of Christ, who, though he was true man, was not burned up by the divine nature. Moses needs to be taught to take off his sandals because Christ is holy ground. At another time, and in another way, King David learned from Psalm 110 that one of David's own sons, his human descendant, was going to be the Son of God, his Lord. Psalm 110 says that it was through the Spirit that David learned that the Messiah was his Lord. And at another time, and in another way, the prophet Isaiah told wicked Ahaz, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." And then in chapter 9, Isaiah speaks of the divine Son as this forever ruler when he says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." And at another time, and in another way, the Old Testament, the last Old Testament prophet, foretold the coming of Christ's appearance. Malachi said that the Lord himself would come, when he said, "Behold, I will send my messenger, he will prepare my way before me, and the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming." Now, these are not the only references to the divinity of Jesus Christ. They are throughout the Old Testament, and I haven't even mentioned the six Old Testament texts which are cited in today's epistle from Hebrews chapter 1. There's Psalm 2, verse 7, 2 Samuel 7, 14, Psalm 97, verse 7, Psalm 45, verse 7, Psalm 102, 26 to 28, and Psalm 110, verse 1. In all these passages, we hear that the ruler of both the universe and the church has laid the foundation of the world, that he loves righteousness, hates iniquity, rules, and is worshipped by angels. Christ is divine. So why is God going to such effort, such great effort, to teach the divinity of his Son? The Heavenly Father does not say it only once, but again and again at various times. And the Father doesn't employ just one method of getting his point across, but he does it in many ways and with different means. Our God is patiently teaching this at various times and in many ways so that we may be saved. He desires us to be saved through his Son, the only begotten of the Father and born of the Virgin Mary. That human child lying in a manger needed to be divine so that he might overcome the devil and death. He needed to be divine so that by fulfilling the law he might purchase our salvation. He needed to be divine so that by his suffering and death it might be a sufficient ransom for the sins of all the people. It is only through a divine and human Savior that we will be saved from everything that is perishing in this world. Today's Alleluia verse exhorts us to believe and to worship this divine man whom the angels worship. A holy day has dawned upon us. Come all you nations and worship the Lord. Alleluia. You see, a human alone would not be able to overcome and rescue us from a perishing world. The Hebrew text concludes. It says this, "You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish." Talking about this world, the creation. They will perish, but you remain. "They will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." Our Lord Jesus Christ, the true divine Son of God, entered this world so that he would take on our perishing human nature, and he has purchased of our sins, and he has rescued us from that which is perishing, giving us eternal life. Having accomplished our redemption, he raised up our human nature above this perishing world, and he has sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Our Savior is God's Son. This Christian doctrine of the eternal divinity of the Christ, who in his conception was conceived by the Holy Spirit and received a human nature, this doctrine is of the foundation of the Christian faith. It is of great comfort that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Our God wishes to save us through faith in his divine Son. Now today, we must confess that in many times and in various ways, God spoke to us through the prophets, through Moses, through the burning bush, King David, Isaiah, Malachi. But with the coming of Christ, we have reached a fulfillment of all those revelations. In these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. Rather than use another picture or another explanation of some way in which God is like, no, we have Jesus Christ. We have God, who is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. God the divine came in the person of his Son. So we gather this morning to praise Jesus Christ, true God and true man, with psalms and hymns and high thanksgivings. The angels praise him. All creation praises him. Psalm 148, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, of people near to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 214, the canticle is the Te Deum. We stand. We praise you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. Seraphim and seraphim, singly to God. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. Glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened your kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God, in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant, we implore you, Almighty God, that we, upon whom is poured the new light of thy word made flesh, may show forth in our actions that which by faith shines in our minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord, and make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning. And though we in no wise deserve your goodness, abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness towards us. Give thanks for all your benefits and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings being ordered by your governance may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.